This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, the Wienermobile gets pulled over, plus Floyd and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You mm-hmm. get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Oh, you gonna paint that barn tonight? Oh, down beside the lantern light. Oh, you gonna finish all your chores, black bonnet girls? You make the Amish world go round.
Yeah, I was just an Amish boy, full of purity and joy. Knew damn well that I was holier than thee. Left alone with cousin Greta, what a naughty babysitter. Heathen woman, you made a Mennonite out of me. Yeah, yeah. I know girls who never curse, chicks who know their Bible verse. Every one of them wore a dress down to the floor. Though their chastity and charm made them quite pleasant on the farm, there ain't nothing like a good old Amish whore.
Oh, you gonna paint that barn tonight? Oh, beside the lantern light. Oh, you gonna finish all your chores, black bonnet girls? You make the Amish world go round.
Yeah.
Black bonnet girls, you make the Amish world go round.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Graber.
What's the difference between Greta and my buggy?
I don't know, Graber. What is the difference?
Well, not everybody's been in my buggy.
Y'all listen now. I've been on my knees all day. All I do is sit and pray. Thought I saw the Lord, but I can't really tell. But I knew from the beginning, with this lust and all this sinning, black-bonnet girls and me will surely burn in hell. God, dig this.
Oh, you gonna paint that barn tonight. Oh, down beside the lantern light. Oh, you gonna finish all your chores, black bonnet girls. You make the Amish world go round. Black bonnet girls, you make the Amish world go round.
Get on your buggies and ride.
Black bonnet girls.
Man, that Greta's built like a brick outhouse.
As long as I've got a pew, she's got a place to sit.
Girls.
Yeah, she could churn my butter anytime.
Black bonnet girls. Hey, Greta, show us your ankles.
The rich.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Great story in the news about a guy going on Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
When you saw that guy, did you think of anybody we know? Maybe Haywood Banks?
Oh yeah.
That looks like Haywood. It's a great, really happy ending, great story. Now, Christy Lee, you want to give me the teaser? What's going on?
Are we going to do a story or are we waiting on Donnie? What are we doing? I can help you.
Well, I don't think that the track phone hotline's going to ring right now.
Oh,
I don't
all
think.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, how could that happen?
I think it might.
It
will right now. It will ring.
It did ring, dummy.
Answer the phone.
Where the hell is it? I can't even hear it.
Okay, well, it's
someone must have hung up.
There you go. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie
Biker. Sorry, Donnie.
We're having a technical issue.
Weird, you know. Normally, there's like 7 second delay, but today it was 7 seconds advance.
I know, right? Very weird.
We're having a technical issue. Chick is an idiot. That's the technical issue.
That's something out of the Matrix. Hey, did you guys look at the date today? Did you start getting the shivers? Valentine's Day is already coming up.
I know.
A couple weeks.
Oh man, it's rough.
I know it is, and I don't know about you guys, but I pretty much hate Valentine's Day now.
Why?
Been through so many of them, Tom. Personally, I'm ready to break it off with this chick a week before, because that way I don't have to drop a bunch of money buying her flowers, taking her out to some romantic dinner, spend a fortune on riblets and code slaw that's room temperature.
Uh-huh.
You know? Okay, yeah. Go ahead and laugh, Christy, but you women pretty much all go high maintenance mode on Valentine's.
That's not true.
It is true.
Well, sure, you chicks will give it up the other 392 days a year for a Whopper and a watermelon and Four Loko, uh-huh. But on Valentine's, if we don't show up with chocolates and a box of Franzia, you go all Rick Ashley's and never go give it up again. Swear to God. And then when we do take you out for a nice dinner,
yeah. They
get all judgy and uppity when I ring the bell at Arby's. You know, fine, Angel, you just lost your ticket to Meat Mountain. Set it right to her face.
So romantic.
Well, now these gifts we're supposed to get, the gifts are so expensive, even Valentine's cards, you know. Hallmark's used to rhyme better than Tupac, but last few years, these cards sound like they's penned by my Aunt Putty.
Yeah.
You know? She says Chimley. Swear to God. So I figured I'd come out with some Valentine's cards.
Oh, boy.
Writing on break, you know, so you guys can tell your ladies how you truly feel without dipping into your beer money.
Okay.
You got any we can hear?
Here's a free sample.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets be blue. I want to spend my Valentine's Day inside of you.
Oh, hey.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Gosh.
I'll give Christy time to change her panties.
Right.
What about this one? It ain't for everybody, but last year I got you candy.
Uh-huh.
You got me a Cadillac converter. I should have got you these sheets. I didn't know you used a squirter.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
man.
Pretty romantic.
For you, Patty. I read one for an ex-baby mama, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
You've given me a child. I love him, there's no doubt. And I've learned a true life lesson. Next time, I'll pull out.
Again.
Brings a tear to the eye.
Doesn't it?
Here's one. On this Valentine's Day, how about some naked twister? And if that offends you, Patty, I've been roping your hot sister.
Oh.
Swear to God.
Isn't that heartfelt?
And for you hipsters, try this one. Here I go again on my own. Like a drifter, I was born to work alone. But you're so cute, like a Christmas elf. And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Okay.
White Snake into that?
Kind of a conspiracy theory involving White Snake.
Yeah, at least topical.
Yeah. There you go. You got that going.
Yeah.
White Snake going back out on tour this summer. And,
yes, they are.
Wow. Okay, that was very helpful.
No, it wasn't.
Now, where were we? Oh, I know. We have our Wienermobile story, and then I've got a... Someone sent me this photograph. It's,
Look at this photograph! What's that on Joey's head?
As you can see, it's the Wienermobile when it's famously skidded off the road.
Oh, it's snow-covered there,
This, the Wienermobile, if you saw this.
It's easy to forget. It's a car, you know?
Yeah,
it's...
You think it's ever been stuck inside, like, a tunnel?
Oh, boy, a little Freudian.
You have to wonder if someone is digging it through a drive-thru, forgetting how it kind of sticks up in the back. Now, I have to be...
Isn't it obvious why it doesn't stick up in the front?
It sticks up in the front.
Really, Donnie?
No,
I have driven the Wienermobile.
Well, whoop-dee-doo.
As you know. I have raced the Wienermobile against the distinguished race car driver, Al Unser Jr. Yes. Thank you very much.
Of course, you're welcome.
Al,
no one said anything. He says thank you very much.
That's my favorite thing.
Al, of course, won.
Of course.
Mr. Fancy Schmancy driver.
Well, we know how slow you drive.
Thank you very much.
Well, anyone would, never mind.
But driving the Wienermobile is super cool.
Did you drive better before cell phones? I'm guessing you did.
I have never been in an accident. I've been hit from the rear twice while stopped. But
you've
I've never.
Yes, but that's because you stop in the middle of a highway.
No, I was stopped at a red light on both occasions.
I don't believe you.
Of course.
You're a menace.
People who didn't have insurance and the judge didn't give them the death penalty, but that's just beside the point.
You know, he's just magooing his way around.
What's going on?
I like the use of magooing. I don't have to wear I don't wear glasses when I drive anymore. You know that.
Yeah.
I don't need them.
Thanks, Dr. Lanter.
Hey.
Thanks to my buddy, Dr. Lanter. Now, so we had a story yesterday about the Wienermobile.
Yeah, it was pulled over in Wisconsin for not obeying the state's move over law.
It was blocking the road.
Yeah, the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department deputy stopped the driver.
Move it on over.
For violating the law that requires motorists to move into a safer lane when they see a vehicle on the side of the road with its emergency lights flashing. The driver of the Wienermobile was given a verbal warning.
I heard that somewhere.
What a joke.
Are you on amphetamines? What's going on over there?
Possibly.
So the Wienermobile.
Everyone forget what I said.
Blocking the road.
Yes.
It wasn't blocking the road.
Now Christy doing it.
I just said it got...
We are sabotaging this song in every way.
There's no way.
This is the true story.
I'm taking the violating.
This is the true story.
We're just working.
Hey, look, if we wanted to listen, we would have been paying attention. As far as I'm concerned, look at this picture of the Wienermobile. What's it doing? It's blocking the road.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, though. Somebody driving on that road sure didn't have to go to the bathroom. That's for sure.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Pat's got his guitar out.
Hey, Pat, you got a song for us?
Let me take the temperature of the room.
We spent 5 minutes writing this song.
Good luck.
Turn me up there, Tommy boy.
It's a it's an original. You're turned up, Chief.
Chief.
Now I am.
You plugged in? Okay.
Drive down the street, got dump a load. The Wienermobile's blocking the road.
Georgia.
Move over, kill boss.
Move over, kill boss.
Come on, Oscar Mayer.
Come on, Oscar Mayer.
Move over, hot dog. Can you hear my stomach rumbling? He couldn't cut the mustard. Threw me the bird, me and that hot dog driver had a few choice words. I'm in my Range Rover.
In his Range Rover.
Hey, Wiener, move over.
Wiener, move over.
Get in the right lane. Can you hear my stomach rumbling? Here we go.
A Range Rover, nice car.
This is going to be a tough one.
I thought this was a solo, right?
What part? What is this?
Me trying to prepare myself for the last verse that you wrote.
No. Well, this guy's got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we all know that.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Well, I'd eaten lunch at a diner called Ruth's, and my bowels are moving. I gotta drop a deuce, but I'm stuck in my Rover.
Stuck in his Rover.
That wiener hasn't moved over.
Wiener hasn't moved over.
I just dropped a log all over my leather seats.
Oh, come on. Really?
Those Range Rovers are nice. Nice
they sure
cars.
Are, yeah.
They have leather seats, know. Do they? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Very nice. One.
The true story of the Wienermobile actually blocking the road.
Let me tell you something. That couldn't have gone any better. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
That's
right,
Floyd.
The
I have to tell it to Wienermobile program.
Oh, good.
You're
good.
Welcome.
I don't know if you know a good mechanic, but if y'all ever taken the time and popped the hood and checked the engine on the Wienermobile.
I have not.
No.
I believe you found it's a Peterbilt.
Naturally.
Of course.
All right.
Boy, this coronavirus or something else.
Corona.
Yeah, I used to wear Brute regularly, but I believe now, after all this news, I'll be switching to Jupe. Good night.
Okay, thanks.
Jupe!
Flint's going to take a nap. Where was I? Oh, I know. Christy Lee. We're listening now, Christy. What's happening at the Bob and Tom News Desk?
This guy's happy because he just made a lot. A video from an episode of Antiques Roadshow has gone viral, showing a man collapsing when he learns his $345 Rolex watch is worth as much as $700,000.
What?
Have you seen the video?
Yeah. No.
This guy has, he looks like a hermit. Mm-hmm. He's got a huge beard, super long hair. He's a slender guy. He's a veteran. And when this guy tells him what this thing is worth, he literally falls on his back, legs fly in the air. Then he gets up. He's fine. He's absolutely stunned.
Oh, my goodness.
The episode, filmed at Bonzaville in West Fargo, in North Dakota, featured a United States Air Force veteran who said while he was stationed in Thailand during the 1970s, he wanted a watch that was suitable for diving. So he ordered a Rolex Oyster Cosmograph from his base's exchange for $345.97.
Okay.
That's about a month's salary for an enlisted soldier at the
time.
Yeah.
That's
but when he got
watch.
The watch, yeah, he determined it was just too nice to dive in or even wear at all. So he kept it in a safety deposit box, along with the original packaging and paperwork.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbeknownst to the veteran, the watch is highly sought after by collectors, in part because a similar model was worn by Paul Newman in the film Winning. Due to the rare model's pristine condition, the Antiques Roadshow appraiser said it could go for between $500,000 and $700,000 at auction.
Oh, my gosh.
A revelation that really, literally floored the veteran.
Oh, God bless him. That's amazing.
Good for him.
It's incredible. And the watch Paul Newman wore, I want to say, didn't we have that story, Ace? Didn't that sell for $12 million or
something? It was pretty high.
Something insane. But that the one that Paul Newman actually wore. But what kills me about this is that this is the exact opposite of every episode of Pawn Stars.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Rick would have given the guy $50.
Right.
Well, it's probably a knockoff.
He has all the stuff.
Oh, it's amazing.
Video.
Yeah, it's a great video. We'll put
it's
that
posted
on
and he looks like an
media.
Old kind of hippie veteran guy. He's a man, oh man.
Long gray hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good
long
for him.
Long beard.
That's great.
Yeah.
And every once in a while on that show, something really is worth
it. Well,
something.
This is life-changing for
and
a
they,
man.
And like they
that.
Always get the people who know everything about it. That's the
yes.
Can we get the Wienermobile back here?
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure they would drop by. Yes. Why?
Now, do they have like a smaller one, like a Vienna sausage two-seater?
Oh, that would be nice. Sort of a cocktail Wienermobile.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like Vienna
and then
sausage.
And then not to bring up a sensitive subject, but I know that the Mr. Peanut demise may or may not be shown in the Super Bowl.
It will not be.
I don't think they are going.
Yes. Originally, it was the Mr. Peanut funeral being held, and they have.
As a matter of taste.
They've switched it up and changed it something else due to the Kobe,
but are they,
Kobe
but
Bryant.
Is the Mr. Peanut vehicle going to be decommissioned as well?
I'm not sure.
I don't know about that.
There was talk of that, wasn't there? Yeah.
I say we buy it.
Oh, my gosh, of course, yes.
Because every radio station has the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, look, there's the logo on an SUV. We have the Mr. Peanut Mobile. We have Josh dress up as Mr. Peanut all the time.
Well,
who's going to drive the Peanut Mobile to affiliates? Not it.
I'll do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're done. Josh is doing it.
I used to drive the Rawlings Mobile all over the place.
What was that shaped like?
Shaped like a big bat?
Shaped like a Chevy Suburban.
Oh.
But it had graphics all over it.
I mean, a few years ago, every radio station had, what were those things called? The
Promo vehicles?
Receivers?
Blowy hut.
No. You know, the ones they were like a fancy Jeep that the Army.
Yeah. Oh, sure. The Humvees.
Humvees. Yes. Yeah. Every radio station had to have a Humvee. Yeah.
Boy, that was a boy.
And then that switched around.
Then they had a rolling studio. We had a rolling studio. Remember the rolling
studio? Oh, yeah.
A lot of action in that rolling studio.
Then there was there was the giant boom box, which now anyone under 30 goes, what the hell's that? But the Mr. Peanut Mobile, now we're talking.
Yeah, everybody knows what a peanut is.
Sure.
And you know how the...
people would come to see that.
You know what? You got me there.
Except kids with peanut allergies.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, poor little Bobby dropped what he saw.
Hey,
there.
Chick, we could take the peanut, you know, the peanut shape. Yeah. We could paint it to be like two balls.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Of course, the witless.
The watch that Paul Newman wore sold for over $17 million after just 12 minutes of bidding in 2017.
Who's got that kind of money?
$17,752,500.
I can't tell you the number of things I'd buy first with $17 million other than Paul Newman's watch. I love Paul Newman.
I'm assuming it went to Mr. Newman's charity, I would hope.
Probably, yeah.
By the way, his spaghetti sauce, excellent.
Popcorn, I'm a big
Newman
fan.
I'm a big fan of his salad dressing.
Yeah.
Now, here'd be a top three Paul Newman movies. That's a tough question.
That is a tough question.
Cool Hand Luke?
Cool Hand Luke is number one for me.
Butch and Sundance?
Pretty close.
Definitely, yeah.
And
Hud?
Hud?
I'm going to say The Hustler.
I'm going to go, and I know I love...
Black and White Hustler.
I love Butch and Sundance, but I'm going Nobody's Fool and The Hustler. Nobody's Fool is so underrated.
That's a very small movie.
I like Nobody's Fool.
But it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Plus, it has What's-Her-Face, her boobs.
Hello?
One of the best flashing scenes in any film ever.
Well, that's a whole different category.
Melanie Griffith in Nobody's Fool. It comes out of nowhere. It's tastefully done. It's amazing.
And they look great.
They do. They're as fine as
any.
Any
legitimacy that you had as a film critic just went out the window.
The movie.
You never saw Cecil go thumbs up. And by the way, nice jugs. I think you've lost all credit.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.